Today's daf is Yevamis daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and we are at the beginning of the Perek Cheresh on daf Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Zokti Mishnah. Cheresh and Azab Pikachas, a Cheresh that was married to a Pikachas, a woman that is healthy, that's not a Cheresh, Upikeach, or a healthy man, Shinas a Chereshes, who's married to a woman that's a Chereshes, Imratza Lahoitzi Yoitzi. If he wants to divorce this woman, he can divorce this woman. Then Imratza Lekayim Yikayim. If he wants to stay married to this woman, he can stay married to this woman. So a few things. First of all, whenever it says in the Torah, or whenever Chazal refer to a Cheresh, they mean someone that's Einoi Shoymeya, the Einoi Medaber. So loosely translated, a Cheresh is someone that's deaf. Someone that's deaf is somebody that can't hear. But in Chazal's vernacular, a Cheresh was someone that was Einoi Shoymeya, the Einoi Medaber. Not only could he or she not hear, but he or she also could not talk. If he or she could only not hear, they would not be considered a Cheresh from Chazal's perspective. What's the significance of a Cheresh as far as Chazal goes? No, Cheresh was considered to not be a Bardas. Cheresh always comes together with a shait of a katan. So just like a katan, someone who's not bar mitzvah is not chayiv in mitzvahs, so to a cheresh and a shaita are not chayiv in mitzvahs either. Just like a katan is not considered a bar das, that he cannot effectuate a kinyan, so to a cheresh cannot effectuate a kinyan. So this Mishnah is discussing a cheresh as it relates to marriage. Now if a cheresh can't effectuate a kinyan, certainly he would not be able to get married. So it's for that reason that a cheresh or a chereshes cannot get married midairaisa. Stating that, the chachamu were mesakin that a cheresh and a chereshes should be able to get married midirabonim. The Gemara will discuss why, but it's a takonas chachamim that although the cheresh doesn't really have das, so from the man's perspective, the ish mekadesh's perspective, he doesn't have das to be mekadesh and isha. From the isha's perspective, a woman also has to have das in order for her to get married midday raisa. The only time a ketana can get married midday raisa is when her father is mekadesh, and the reason it works then is because her father is the one that is providing the das. The father is the mekabel kedushin. You can't get married midday raisa without das. The chacham, however, were mesakin that a cheresh or a chereshes should be able to get married midrabanan. So what the Mishnah is saying is that in the event that a cheresh or a chereshes get married, even if the other party in this marriage was a pikeach or a pikachas, that marriage is a marriage midrabanan. So that if you want to stay married, you could be married. You're legally married midrabanan. If you want to divorce this woman, you can get divorced as well. So just like a cheresh can get married, a cheresh can get divorced as well. Now what's the reason for it? Zokta Mishnah, and the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that just like the cheresh was able to get married midrabanan, so too the cheresh can get divorced midrabanan. A gerish in the rabanan can be moitzi, can unwind a marriage midrabanan. It makes a lot of sense. So the Mishnah b'kechshon as a b'kachas v'nischarsha. What happens if two healthy people, non-charoshim, got married v'nischarsha, and afterwards the woman became a charesha? So then in rotzo yoitzi, from rotzo yikayim, it doesn't affect anything from a legal standpoint. They can stay married if they want to. He can give her a get if he wants to. And the reason is because although the woman became a charesha, it doesn't impact us in any way, shape, or form. Meaning, what would be the tzad that there should be a nafkamina here? The tzad would be that when she got married originally, she was a pikachas. Being that she was a pikachas when she got married midairaiso. Now that she's a chareshes, so how's she going to get divorced midairaiso? And a gerish in the rabbanon should not be able to be mafkia an ishos deiraiso. The teretz is that you don't need the chareshes' das in order for her to get married. Because the only person whose vote counts when it comes to divorce is the man's vote. The halacha is that a man can divorce his wife bal karcha. And being that he can divorce his wife bal karcha, that means that she doesn't need to have das. So just because she became a chereshes, it wouldn't impact us in any way. What it would have an impact, the halacha, is if he became a cheresh. So he got married, he was a regular pikeach, and then afterwards he became a cheresh, so he got married midei raisa, who was a pikeach. Afterwards he became a cheresh. Now he can't divorce her midei raisa anymore, because he doesn't have das. So if he was a cheresh when he got married, that's the first halacha in the Mishnah. Kishem shu koinis b'remiza kachum moitzi b'remiza. He got married midrabanan, he could get divorced midrabanan. But if he gets married midrabanan, he can't get divorced midrabanan. Because how could a gerish in the rabanan be moitzi and ishos deiraisa? It's only if she became the chareshes, where the halacha is imrotzo yoitzi, although the marriage was a marriage deiraisa, they could still get divorced, because the gerishin, even to the woman who's not a bastas, will be considered a gerishin deiraisa. She didn't have das, she never has to have das. However, the Mishnah says nishtatis lo yotzi, if she became a shoita after she got married, then lo yotzi, the Gemara is going to say that that's only midrabbanan. Nischarishu, what if he became a cheresh or nishtata, or he became a shoita, then eino moitzia oilamis. And here the language oilamis is stronger because here it's not only midrabbanan, even midiraisa. So number one, in contrast to where if she became a chereshes, he could divorce her. If he became a cheresh, he cannot give a get. In contrast to where if she became a shoita, it's only lo yotzi midrabbanan. If he became a shoita, it's eino moitzia oilamis, which the Gemara Namid Beis is going to say means that he can't divorce her even midairaisa. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said, "Mitnei maho ishe sheneschareish yoitza vayish sheneschareish eino moitzi." He said, "I don't understand the halacha. What's the difference?" Again, the Mishnah is discussing two healthy people that got married. The marriage was chal midairaisa, just like any other marriage. One of the people now became a cheresh, says the Mishnah. If she became a chereshes, he can give her a get. If he became a cheresh, he cannot give her a get. We understood the chiluk is very simple, because he has to have das for gerushin, she does not have to have das for gerushin, because he can divorce her even makarcha. So if he became a cheresh, so how's he going to give her a get? Midrabanan, but he have an ishus deiraisa. A get rabanan can't be moitzi an ishus deiraisa. If she became a chereshes, so she doesn't have das, who cares? She doesn't have to have das for gerushin, because gerushin happens bal karcha anyway. But Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri wasn't happy. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said, "I don't understand pashup shana in the Mishnah. Mipnei maho isha sheneschersho yoitza va'ish sheneschersh eni moitzi." What's the difference between her becoming a chereshes or him becoming a cheresh? Amalei, they told him, "Ine deima isha megaresh." The isha nischareshes. No, it's very different. The man's role and the woman's role in a divorce is very, very different. Shal isha yoitza lirtzayna v'shaloi lirtzayna, because a woman can get divorced whether she wants to or doesn't want to. V'shani moitzi al lirtzayna. However, a man can only get divorced if he has rotzin. He can't be forced into giving a get. Although there is a concept of a get meusis, but that's koyfen oisay achiyem eritzani. Ultimately, it works because deep down, as discussed, he assumed that he has das, but without das, he can't give a get. So a cheresh can't give a get. Once he's married to Raisa, it's not possible. So the Mishnah Vayta, hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada said etos, that he had heard from a previous chashev bezdin, al a chereshes she'asiyavio, a chereshes who was a ketana, whose father had married her off, shehiyotze beget, that the halacha is that her husband's allowed to divorce her. Now, a chereshes ordinarily can't get married midairaisa. But that's pashit. If she was a ketana and her father would marry off, she could get married midairaisa. Why is that pashit? Because why can't a chereshes get married midairaisa? She doesn't have das to be mekabel kedushin. But if she's a ketana and her father's the one that's marrying her off, she doesn't have to have das, because the father is the mekabel kedushin and it's his das that matters. So a chereshes that was a ketana that got married midairaisa, and now she's not a ketana anymore, she became a gdoila. So the halacha is that her father can't, that she, her husband can give her a get midairaisa. And what's pshat? Because that's the chachamim shita, that a chereshes can get divorced even if the ishus was an ishus dairai. So, she doesn't have das. She doesn't have to have das. And this was a raya to the chachamim, not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So, amruloi. So, the chachamim told Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri when they heard Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Two different Rabbi Yechonans. So the Chachamim told Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri when they heard the Eidos of Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgada, "Nu avzu kayetzeba." This Eidos of Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgada is a riot to what we're saying, that a chareshes can get divorced even if she was married midda'oiraisa. Our Mishnah was discussing a pikachas that became a chareshes. That story was a girl who was always a chareshes but got married when she was a ketana al yedei avia midda'oiraisa. But the Yesod is the same thing. In both cases, you have an ishus da'oiraisa which can be unwound via a get, and the reason is because the gerushin works midairaisa. She's a cheresh, she doesn't have das. The teretz is she doesn't have to have das. If he would become a cheresh, yeah, then you would have a problem, because he needs to have rotzen, roitzani, in order for the get to be chal, and once he's a cheresh, he cannot have das. If he got married midrabanan, that's the first halacha of the Mishnah. Kishem shu koines b'remiza, kachu moitzi b'remiza. But if he got married midrabanan, then there's no way for him to give a get. Zok the Mishnah vayte. Beis achin charoshin. So the Mishnah is now going to take these basic concepts that we discussed regarding a cheresh and a chereshes, and now discuss it in a yibum context. And the Mishnah is going to go through a whole bunch of different permutations, different cases where there was a yibum involving a cheresh, a chareshes, a chaisishtoi, a lot of yisoidis that we've discussed already in Masechtas Yevamos, and that's really the end of the Mishnah. So the end of the Mishnah is just plugging in facts that we've already learned, some in the Reisha, this Mishnah, others throughout the Masechta, into different cases. So says the Mishnah, the first case, Bezach and Charoshin, there were two brothers that were both Charoshin. They were both Cheresh Einoi Shemeya Ve'in Medaber, not considered Balei Das from Chazal's perspective. Nesuin LeBezachoyos, and they were married to two sisters, Charoshos. The sisters were also Charoshos. Oy L'Shtei Achoyos Pikchos, or both sisters were Pikchos. Oy L'Shtei Achoyos, or the sisters Achas Chareshes V'Achas Pikachas. Or one was a Charesh, one was a Pikachas. It doesn't really matter, because all the Mishnah is trying to accomplish here is that both brothers, you had two brothers that were married sisters, and they were both married midrabanan. And once you establish that the two brothers were chaloshin, irregardless of the status, the medical status of the women, the halach is the marriage is going to be a marriage midrabanan, because a cheresh can only get married midrabanan. So once we establish the two brothers were chaloshin, whether the sisters were chaloshois, or whether they were pikchois, or if one was a cheresh and one was a pikachas, it doesn't really matter. From the fact that the brothers were chaloshin, they'll only be married midrabanan. Or in the reverse, bezachoyo, or if the sisters were charoshes, and the suing l'shneiachin, again, two brothers married two sisters, and the two sisters we established were charoshes, and they're now married to two brothers. So whether the two brothers are pikrin, or l'shneiachin charoshin, or they're both charoshin, or l'shneiachin echad cheresh v'echad bikecha, one's a cheresh, one's a bikecha, it doesn't matter. The halach is hari elu peturin min achalitza min hayibo. Okay, so the halach is that there'll be a ptur yibam v'chalitza for the other brother, and the reason is because she will be an achis isha. Reuven was married midrabanan. Shimon was married to Reuven's wife, sister, midrabanan. The original marriage was midrabanan. The achis isha is midrabanan. Everything's happening on the rabbanon level, but on the rabbanon level, you have an achis isha. So the halach is harei elu pturis min chalitza min hayibum. It's actually very straightforward. V'mhoyu nachriyos, if these two wives were not sisters. So let's say in the first case, you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers, they're both Charoshin, and they're both married to wives. Whether they're Charoshis or they're not, it doesn't matter. Either way, if they're not sisters, then the halacha is, Yichnoisu, they can do Yibum, Ve'imratzu lehoitzi, and if they want to divorce their wives, after Yibum, Yoitziu, they can divorce their wives. The reason they could do Yibum, they have to do Yibum, Yichnoisu, number one. They can't do Chalitza. And the reason is because a Cheresh, as we've learned in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, cannot do Chalitza. And the reason a Cheresh cannot do Chalitza is because part of Chalitza is talking. And although talking is not Ma'akev, but it's only if you're Roy Labila, then ain't Bila Ma'akevas boy. But if you're any Roy Labila, then the Bila is Ma'akevas. So part of the Chalitza process is talking. I mean that the Cheresh cannot talk. The Cheresh is excluded from Chalitza. What he can do is Yibum. He's allowed to do Yibum, and in the event that he does Yibum afterwards, if he wants to divorce his wife, Yoitziu, which would seem to imply that the whole Yibum only happened midrabanan. And if the whole Yibum happened midrabanan, that's the first halach in the Mishnah, that a cheresh that gets married midrabanan, kishem shukenes b'remiza, kachu moitzi b'remiza. That's a little unclear, but that's what would seem from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah vayit, shnei achim, if you had two brothers, echad cheresh v'echad b'keach, one was a cheresh, the other one wasn't a cheresh, nesuyin l'shtei achoyes, were married to two sisters, pikchoyes, and both sisters were not charosh. So you have two brothers married to two sisters, an achis isha case of yibum. But what's unique about this case is that one of the two brothers is a cheresh. That's what's unique about this case. So the two wives are both pikchos, they're both regular, healthy women. One of the two brothers is a cheresh. It says the Mishnah meis cheresh bala bikachas, if the cheresh dies, the one that was married to the bikachas, so that brother was only married midrabanan. The pikeach that was married to the pikachas was married midiraisa. So what's happening is now, Reuven died. Reuven was the cheresh. He was married midrabanan to Shimon's wife, sister. Shimon was married midiraisa. So Reuven's wife is an achis isha midiraisa, because Shimon is married to his wife, Midei Raisa. So his wife's sister is an Erva, Midei Raisa. His wife's sister now fell Yibo Midrabanan, because she's only his Eshes Ach, if you're following Midrabanan, because Reuven was only married to her Midrabanan. So it's Pasha. Ma Yase Bikech Bala Bikachas, Teitzim, Shom Achis Isha. So it's Pasha that you don't do Yibo. Madach, if Reuven was married to his wife's sister, Midei Raisa, the Zika Dei Raisa wouldn't be Moitzi, wouldn't overcome the Achis Isha, certainly an Zika de Rabbana won't overcome Nachis Isha. Where this case becomes a little complicated is a Faker. What if the one that was married to the Pikech is the one that died? So the one that was married to Raisa is the one that died. So now there's a Zika de Raisa. But the one that's married, Midrabanon, is now a brother that's alive. So he cannot do Yibum because she's an Nachis Isha. But she's really only an Nachis Isha Midrabanon. But the Zika of the Almana that fell Yibum is a Zika de Eraisa. So then what do you do? So then the halacha is, Ma yasa cheresh bal pikachas, moitzi ishte beget ve'esha sachav asru lo'ilam. So in this case, he will have to divorce his wife as well. And the reason is, because being that I'm only married to my wife midrabanan, and now I'm zokuk to my wife's sister midrabanan, the Mishnah's going yesh Zika, so there's a chayis kukasi now on my own wife, so that I have no choice, I can't live with my wife anymore. And to do Yibum, that's not either an option, because she is my achos isha, and to do chalitza is not an option because I'm a cheresh, so I can't do chalitza. So basically, moitzi ishtei beged, he has no choice but to divorce his wife, and his eish is ach, he can't do yibum, he can't do chalitza. There's no eitzah, there's nothing he could do. Another case: if two brothers, in this case, were both pikhin and they were married to two sisters, achas chareshes v'achas pikach. Again, it's the same, we're plugging in the same ideas, just a whole bunch of different cases. So here you have two brothers, both pikachas, that were married to two sisters. Now one of the sisters was a chareshes, and one of the sisters was a pikachas. Meis pikach bala chareshes, if the pikach that was married to the chareshes died, mayasa pikach bal pikachas. So what should the pikach that's married to the pikachas do? So again, two brothers were married to two sisters, one's married midei rais, and one's married to rabbanon. The one that was married midei rabbanon died. The one that's married midei raisa is alive. So the yevama is an achis isha midei raisa, and there's only a zikid rabbanon. So teitzim mishum achis isha. It's poshet. Meis pikech bal pikachas, mayasa pikech bal chareshes. Where this becomes, again, a shaila is where the one that's married midei raisa dies. So there was an eshes ach dei raisa here. There's a zikid dei raisa. I can't do yibum, however, because she's an achis isha de rabbanon. But being that she's only an achis isha de rabbanon, an achis isha de rabbanon can't be moitzi an eshes ach, a zikid dei raisa. So my yasi bikech bal chareshes moitzi es ishtei beged. He has no choice but to divorce his wife. Es eshesach bechalitza. Here he could do chalitza, because over here the reason she's an achizish mit rabbanon is not because he's a bikech. It's not because he's a cheresh, but it's because she's a chareshes. So he's a bikech. The yavam is a pikachas. So you could do a regular chalitza. Shnei achim, two brothers, echad cheresh vechad bikech. One is a cheresh, one's a bikech. Nesuin l'shtei achoyos, and they're married to two sisters. Achas chareshes v'achas pikachas. Meis cheresh bal chareshes. So the cheresh was married to the chareshes, and the pikeach was married to the pikachas. So if the cheresh bal chareshes died, mayas pikeach bal pikachas, teitzim b'shem achazisha. Again, the pikeach bal pikachas is married midei raisa. So the cheresh bal chareshes' wife, the chareshes, is an achazisha dei raisa. There's only a zikid rabbanon. Zikid rabbanon can't be moitzi an achazisha midei raisa. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, mayas cheresh bal chareshes. But if the other way around, what if the pikeach is the one that dies? So now there's a zikid dei raisa, but there's an achazisha dei rabbanon. So then moitzi es ishtei beget v'eshesachav asru lo'il. Shnei achim, if there were two brothers, echecheresh vechepikech, nesu l'shtei nachriyos, that were married to two nachriyos, pikchos. So the same exact case, but here again, they're not sisters. So you have two brothers, one's a cheresh, one's a pikech, and they're married to two nachriyos, and they're both pikchos. Meis cheresh bal pikachas, mayasa pikeach bal pikachas, oi choylet, oi miyabim. So he could do either yim or chalitza. There's no reason not to. You have a pikachas, the fell yibum to a pikeach. There's no achosish anymore. So she's a regular yavama. Do either chalitza or do yibum. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, mayasa cheresh bal pikachas. What if the pikeach died? So what does the cheresh do? So the cheresh can't do chalitza. Again, there's no achosish because they're not chriyos, they're not sisters. But being that he's a cheresh, he cannot do chalitza. So koines, he does yibum, he doesn't do chalitza. Shnei achim pikhin, nesuin lebez nachriyos. If there were two brothers, both pikhin, they were married to two women, not sisters. Achas pikachas, So you have a case of, again, no sisters over here, a regular chareshes that's falling liyibum to a pikeach. We can't do chalitza, because if she's a chareshes, there's no chalitza. So koines, you do yibum. The imrotza lohoitzi, yoitzi afterwards, if you want to give her a get, you can give her a get. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, mayasa pikeach bal chareshes. What if the pikeach died? So what should the pikeach bal chareshes do? So if the pikeach died, the pikachas fell liyibum to a pikeach. So it's a regular yibum. Oy choylet, oy miyab. Rabbeim. Shnei Achim, if there were two brothers, Echad Cheresh v'Echad Bekech, Nesuyim l'Beis Nachrias, they were married to two women not related. Achas Chereshes, one was a Chereshes, Achas Pekachas. So you had a Pekech married to Pekech, a Cheresh married to a Chereshes, no sisters involved. Meis Cheresh Baal Chereshes, Mayas Pekech Baal Pekachas. So it's a Chereshes falling l'Yibim to a Pekech. Can't do chalitza, koines, if rotsu lohoitzi, yoitzi. Meis pikeach, bal pikachas, mayas a cheresh, bal chareshes. If the pikeach died, what should the cheresh do? Koines, there too is koines, the enoi moitzia lo'olam. So basically, what we have over here, again, is a little bit of a complicated Mishnah, but really all you need to do is work out the math in your head, the yesoidas we have, and the yesoidas are that a cheresh or a chereshes can only get married midirabanan, that's number one. Of course, the yesoidas of achisisha that we're familiar with from learning the entire Masechta, and the other really big yesoid that you see in this Mishnah is that a cheresh and a chereshes can do yibam, but cannot do chalitza. So we had already in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza that a cheresh and a chereshes can't do chalitza. And the reason they can't do chalitza is because they can't recite the parish of chalitza. Taisus said, why didn't the Gemara say better? Typically, they're not bnei das. Taisus said, a god alayim adagabav. We talked out a lot of rate about that. But the Mishnah had just said that a cheresh and a chereshes can't do chalitza. In this Mishnah, you see that although they can't do chalitza, they can do yibam. And of course, it's kedai to speak out Taisus and Dr. Mendal and Manal of Taisus Kasha. That why don't you say, k'shem she'eni oylo l'chalitza, k'achin oylo yibam. The rule throughout Masechtas Yevamos is kol she'eni oylo l'yibam, eni oylo l'chalitza, with some exceptions, chayvi lavin v'esen. But typically, the rule is, if kol she'eni oylo l'yibam, Eini oyla lechalitza. So if that's true, why doesn't it work to the contrary as well? Say kol she'eini oyla lechalitza, eini oyla liyibum, and you see it in this Mishnah because the cheresh and the chereshes, they need to do yibum, they don't do chalitza. Taisus says the cheresh and the chereshes are not considered eini oyla liyibum because it's only pumayu de kavlohu. Really, they're oyla lechalitza. It's just there's a practical issue. The practical issue is that they just can't talk. But be'etzim, they are oyla liyibum, Rabbi Chanan. So we've talked about that in the past. But again, those are some of the yisoides that you see in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, so the end of the daf is a lot simpler. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Maishno Cheresh v'Cheresh is the kinu l'rabban nesuin, u'Maishno the Shaita v'Shaita loy kinu l'rabban nesuin. So one of the things you see in this Mishnah is that a Cheresh and a Cheresh, although they can't get married midday Raisa, but they can get married midday Rabbanah, meaning the Rabbanah will mesakein nesuin for a Cheresh and a Cheresh. A Shaita, however, cannot get married. That's the rule. And how do you know that? The Tanya, Shaita v'Katan shenasu noshim u'mesu. A Shaita and a Katan, not a Ketana, a Katan that got married and they died, and they had no children, and they left over a brother. There's no yibam v'chalitza, even midrabanan, meaning their marriage, it was not a marriage, right? That's a good way of saying that the marriage was null, wasn't chal at all. There's no yibam v'chalitza. If there's no yibam v'chalitza, it means they were never married. Because if they were married, even midrabanan, there would be a din, yibam v'chalitza, at least midrabanan. So the question is, why would the rabbanan misakein marriage for a Cheresh and a Cheresh is midrabanan, and not for a Shaita. That's the Gemara's Kasha, and essentially the Gemara will ask, why not for a Katan also? And for the Gemara, Cheresh v'Cheresh is the kind of the content of the Rabbanon, the Kinul Rabbanon and the Suan. Shaita v'Shaita, the like kind of the content of the Rabbanon, the Ein Adam Dara Nacha Shechiv Kla'achas, but the Kinul Rabbanon and the Suan. The Gemara says, a Cheresh and a Cheresh can technically live happily ever after. A Shaita cannot. It's not possible for a Shaita and a Shaita living together in the same house to get along. Ein Adam Darim Nacha Shechivah. Just like you can't live with a snake, you can't live with a Shaita. It's not possible. So being that they're not going to be able to get married, what's the point of being misak in marriage? They're anyways going to end up getting divorced. A cheresh and a chereshes who practically can live together, there's a chance that the marriage will work. So it's for that reason the chomu misakin that they should get married. Why would the rabbanan not misakin nesuin for a katan? He couldn't get along with his wife, so why not make a takana that there should be a marriage? Says the Gemara, because Maishna katan like the kinu rabbanan nesuin, the cheresh the kinu rabbanan nesuin. For a cheresh they were misakin. Cheresh the doy asi lechal nesuin. A cheresh who will always be a cheresh unless some miracle happens. So the kinu rabbanan nesuin. There they were misakin nesuin. But katan the asi lechal nesuin. A katan right now, you're right. He can't get married midday raisa. But it'll be a gadol soon. It'll be bar mitzvah. Then he'll be able to get married midday raisa. So there was no reason to make a takanas chachamim for him to be able to get married midday rabbanan. And therefore loy the kinu rabbanan nesuin. Freit the gemara varektano the asi lechal. A ketana who one day is going to be able to get married midiraisa and still the kinu rabbanan nesuin and the rabbanan will masakin nesuin. Right, if her ketana's father dies or if she's the yosayim b'chayavia, her brother or mother, maybe one of her other kreidim can marry off midrabbanan. Why would the rabbanan masakin for her nisuin, she'll be able to get married one day. And if they were masakin for a ketana, why not be masakin for a katan? Says the Gemara. Hasam shlayinu minik hefkin. There's a whole different reason. The reason is because a ketana, people may take advantage of, they may violate, and it's for that reason the Rabbanim felt that it's important for her to have a husband that's going to protect her. A katan doesn't need protection, and it's for that reason they were masakin. Not for today, but there's a tremendous chiddush that the poskim discussed, Avni Meluim and the Noyde B'Yehuda, and there's a very geshmaki discussion. It's the sheet, I believe, is from the Rebbe Barzeli, was that the poskim will bring that set of chiddush that it's possible for a katan to get married midday raisa. If a katan's father is mekabel kedushin on behalf of his son, based on zochin la adam shloi b'fanav, it would be possible for a katan to get married midday raisa. This gemara would seem to say not. Maybe that is just shloi b'makom shlichos. Maybe we're discussing nisuin, they're discussing kedushin. So I don't remember the raid, but there's a big discussion from this shita to the Rebbe Barzeli that all the, I think it's the first Avni Meluim, I think it's Siman Al, but the, all the places can discuss this shita that there is a possibility for a katan to get married midiraisa. So Yetzir Shem will discuss that another day. Right? So we know the halacha miyun. We just learned Perek Beishamai. What is miyun? A katana that gets married midirabanan can refuse her husband, and she can get out of her marriage even without a get. A chareshes is also married midirabanan, and a chareshes seems not to have the halacha of miyun. So the Gemara's kasha is, why not? They're both kedusha dirabanan. So if the katana could get out of her kedusha dirabanan with miyun, why could the chareshes not? Says the Gemara. The imkain mimni v'loy naspila. Because if you're going to let a chareshes get out of her marriage with miyun, nobody's going to want to marry a chareshes. Because a chareshes will be a chareshes forever. So if at any point during the life of this marriage she can just leave her marriage, it's going to disincentivize people from wanting to marry her. You don't want to invest in a wife when you know that she can leave you at any time. But a ketana, although she could leave when she's a ketana, but she's only be a ketana for a limited amount of time. So for that limited amount of time, it's not necessarily going to get people not to marry ketanas. Another shayla. A ketana that's married midrabanan to a kohen can eat truma. A chareshes that's married to a kohen, again midrabanan, cannot eat truma. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? And how do you know that a ketana can and a chareshes can? To Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, hey, Rabbi Yechon ben Gugad al chareshes, a chareshes whose father married her off, she yoitza beget, val ketana bas yisrael. This is the part that we need. She nisis l'koyen, she yichelas b'truma. That the second edus that Rabbi Yechon ben Gugad, the first edus was what we had in the Mishnah. The second edus he said was that a ketana bas yisrael that was married to a koyen is allowed to eat truma. So you see, a ketana could eat truma, although she's only married midrabanan. V'ilu chareshes alav. She cannot eat. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, because if you're going to let a chareshes who's married to a kohen eat truma, what if the cheresh married the chareshes and the cheresh was a kohen? You're going to let him eat truma. Maybe they'll eat truma there too. Who cares? What's right? What's the concept that midrabanan you should be able to eat truma? Am I seeing I married deraisa? So why should you be able to eat truma deraisa? The teretz is because at the end of the day you're a kohen anyways. You're anyways a chayv mitzvahs. That's the reason, right? What's the reason at the end of the day that a ketana who's only married midrabanan could eat truma? Doesn't make sense. Why should she be able to eat truma? The teretz is because although she's only married midrabanan, but then again she's also a ketana, and a ketana is not chayv mitzvahs anyways, so it's not such a big deal. But that same sfar you have for the cheresh and the chareshes as well. But the Gemara says, you know what the issue is? Shzeres shemeyachol cheresh bepikachas. We're concerned that maybe a cheresh that's married to a gedoyla will give his wife truma. There, it's a problem because she's a gedoyla. She's not allowed to eat truma if she's not a kohen, and the marriage is only midrabanan. Freak the Gemara. Right, let them at least eat truma derabanan. You're right, being that she's only married midrabanan, she can't eat truma derais, but let her at least eat truma derabanan. Says the Gemara, gzeira, doma asi loich lebetruma derais. Says the gzeira, you may come to eat truma derais. Another shiloh, maisha ketana desla ksuba, maisha chareshes the less ksuba. A ketana is married midrabanan, she has ksuba. A chareshes is married midrabanan, she doesn't have ksuba. Says the Gemara, dem kei mimni v'lein aspila. That if you're going to force a husband to give his wife a chareshes a ksuba, men will not marry chareshes. So apparently ksuba, we've talked this out many times, played a big role in men's decisions to get married. So they paid more for a psula. There's a lot of halachas that revolve around the ksuba. So if you're going to force a man to give a chareshes a ksuba, he's never going to marry her. So to marry a chareshes would be some form of chesed, and we're trying to incentivize people. So a good way by doing that is, a good way to do that is say that there should be no ksuba. And the truth is that even if ksuba is deraisa, but this whole marriage is the rabbanon. So the rabbanon certainly have a right to say that there should be no ksuba. Uktan min all this, how do you know uktan gets a ksuba? We learned to the Mishnah, ha-ma-menes, va-shniyah, va-ay. Elinus, Elin Ksuba. Aber Yitzhak begat Ktana, Yesh Ksuba. So Ktana that does Miyun, she doesn't get Ksuba. Since she left the marriage on her own, she doesn't get Ksuba. But if she's Yitzhak begat, she gets Ksuba. So it's Mefurisha Mishnah that a Ktana gets Ksuba. Chereshes Minodlas. And how do you know Chereshes doesn't get Ksuba? The Tanya, that's a Braisa. Cheresh Veshoita Shinasu Pikrois. A Cheresh and a Shoita that were married to Pikrois. Aval Bishan is Pakech, even if he became a Pikech later. Ha Cheresh. Aval Bishan is Pakech, even if the Cheresh became a Pikech. Finished off as Shoita, the Shoita became not a Shoita anymore. Ain't Lehem Aleim Klok. He doesn't owe his wives anything. Ratzul Kaiman, however, if they want to stay married, Yesh Len Ksuba. But what we need is the next part. Upikech, Shemasa Chereshes, Pikech to marry the Chereshes, Oy Shoita. Afilu Kosav La Mea Mana. If he would write her in a Ksuba, then I'm giving you 100 Mana. Ksubasu Kayemes, it would be a Ksuba. Nibnei Sheratzul Lazak Ben Chas, because he wanted to give it. But the Gemara makes a deal. Time of the Ratz, it's only because he wanted to. Halei Ratz, but if he didn't want to, Ein La, he doesn't get any Ksuba. So the bottom line is, you see here from the Braisa that a Pikech that marries a Chereshes, if he wants to give her a Ksuba, yeah, he could give her even 100, even Mea Mana. But if he doesn't want to, he doesn't give her anything. And what's the reason? The Gemara says, Demkei Mimni V'loi Naspila. Because if that's what you do, people will not want to marry the Chereshes. For that reason that we said, no Ksuba. Ihachi Freit the Gemara, Pikachas L'Cheresh L'Sakin L'Ksuba. The Mishnah Braisa also implied that a Cheresh doesn't give his wife a Pikachas L'Ksuba either. Why don't we say he should have to give a Ksuba, Dimkei Mimni V'loi Naspi, to incentivize the Pikachas to marry the Cheresh? If this is not going to be Ksuba, you're disincentivizing her from wanting to marry him. Says the Gemara, no, it's a man's world when it comes to marriage. Yoise Misha, Ishreitza Lisa, Isha Reitza Lina. So you don't have to incentivize women to marry men. You need to incentivize the men to marry women. Says the Gemara, who Cheresh Davish Avuzi Ramalkiyoi. There was a Cheresh that lived in the shtetl of Ramalkiyoi, in his development. Ansebe Itza, he married off a girl who was a regular girl, to a cheresh. So this woman agreed to marry a cheresh. The kasav of law, and he was the Masada Kedushin, and he wrote in the Ksuba, Arba Mei Yezuzi Minichse, that this cheresh, apparently he had money, he has to give 400 zuz as Ksuba. Now, we just said a cheresh doesn't have a chiyuv to give Ksuba. A cheresh doesn't give Ksuba, and a cheresh doesn't get Ksuba. So Amar Rava, Rava said that although, lahalacha, really she's not supposed to get Ksuba, but man chochin kar malkiya, wow, Ramachiyah is such a balkishrin, he did something so smart. The gaver rabahu, kasavar, he made a cheshman, ilu rotsa shivcha l'sham shamay, milo yitzav ninolay. Let's say this person needed a shivcha to do the dishes in his house. Bezdin would go to his nechasim and buy a shivcha out of his nechasim. Even though he's not a bardas, he can't buy a shivcha on his own, but Bezdin would be it. So he said, certainly over here, Mila Kolshkin Hachet the Katarti. Number one, she's going to do the dishes, and number two, she's going to be a wife too. So certainly, Rabbi Malkiya, although Mi'ikra Din, there's no general takana of Ksuba, but he certainly did the right thing by toing off that she should get Ksuba. Amr Rabbi Chiba Rashi Mashmol, Eishes Cheresh, Ein Chayov and Allah Ashim Tali. A Cheresh that gets married. And somebody is now Boyol, this Eishes Ish, or has a suffix, whether he was Boyol, the Eishes Cheresh. So the halach is, she doesn't have to bring an Ashram Tali. Now what's the halach of an Ashram Tali? Ashram Tali is whenever a person does something bemazed that you'd be chayiv karas for, if you do a b'shoigig, you bring a chatas. If you have a suffix, if you did it, the b'shoigig, then you bring an Ashram Tali. So if you did it b'mezid karis, b'shoigig chata, suffik if you did it b'shoigig, then you bring an Ashram Tali. So if somebody has a suffik, whether he was boil or nashis ish, he would have to bring a carbon Ashram Tali. So Rav Loza said that if somebody would, Rav Chiba Rashi said in the name of Shmuel, that if somebody was boil, or has a suffik, if he was boil, the wife of a cheresh, he doesn't bring an Ashram Tali. Which would seem to imply that the wife of a cheresh is not an eishes ish, which is very consistent with everything we just learned. Cheresh can't get married midiraisa, so she's not an eishes ish midiraisa. So she's not eishes midiraisa. There's no chiyuv karis if somebody's boil her. There's no chatas if you do a b'shoigig. There's no ashram tal if you have a sofik if you did a b'shoigig. But the Gemara says that it's somewhat surprising because at least leimim esayele. It should be let's bring a raya from the Mishnah. Mishnah says chamisha lo yitrim. There are five people that can't give truma. Vim tarmo en chumas truma. If they did give truma, the truma doesn't work. Ve'elohim. These are the five people: cheresh, shoita, v'katan. Someone who gives truma for something that doesn't belong to him, or guy that gives truma. I feel the even if the Gid gave him permission, still ain't truma, say truma. So you see from here exactly what Shmuel said, and that is that a cheresh is not considered a bardas. And just like his truma is not a truma, so too the marriage is not a marriage. What was the other tzad? The other tzad we'll see now in the course of the Gemara was that there was a tzad to say that a cheresh is not a vade not bardas. He's only a suffik not bardas. So a katan is a vade not bardas, a shoit is a vade not bardas. Could be a cheresh is only a sofik, not bardas. And if he's only a sofik, not bardas, then it could be if somebody's boil in Eishes Cheresh, maybe she has to bring an Ashim Taloi, because maybe it's merely a suffix. So we take for granted that a Cheresh is not a Bardas. This Gemara is not taking it for granted. This Gemara is open for the discussion. Maybe it's a suffix, and you see from what Shmuel said, that a suffix, Eishes Ish of a Cheresh, there's no Ashim Taloi, which is consistent with the Mishnah that says that a cheresh that gives truma, the truma is definitely not truma, not even misafik, that a cheresh is a vade, not bardas. But the Gemara says you have no raya. It's not muchach that Shmuel holds like this Mishnah. Maybe Shmuel holds that a cheresh is a suffik, not bardas. Why does he hold chamisha lo yitroim huda amak rebbe lozer? Could be holds like rebbe lozer. The Tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Lozer, truma as cheresh lo yitetzi lechulin mipnei shu suffik. Meaning, could be he holds not like the Mishnah that if a cheresh would give truma, you have to look at it as truma misafik. Then he should bring an Hashem Taloi. So the Gemara says, could be the reason there's no Hashem Taloi is for a whole different reason. Could be he holds, there's a Shita that holds that the only time you bring an Hashem Taloi, when you have a Suffolk, if he did Chayve Krisus B'Shegig, is if there were two things in front of you, one was for sure Aser, one was Moter, and you're not sure which one you did. That's the only type of Suffolk. So for example, if there were two women, Rashi says, living in your house, one's your wife, one's not your wife, and you're not sure which one you will boil, so there, it's a suffix, Eishes Ish B'Shegig, that's when you would bring an Ashim Taloi. But if there's one woman, and you have a suffix, if she's an Eishes Ish, then you wouldn't bring it. So from the fact that Shmuel said that Eishes Cheresh, Ein Chayav Anoleh, oh, Mishum Eishes Ish, that's not a raya that he holds, that a Cheresh is a Vadai. Not a right that he holds that a cheresh is vade, not a bardas, so his marriage is vade, not a marriage. Could be he holds it's a suffix, and even though it's a suffix, still there's no Ashim Taloi, because he holds a chiddush not in cheresh, but a chiddush in Ashim Taloi, that there's no Ashim Taloi when you have a suffix that's not chaticha mishtei chaticha. It's boi Rabbi Lozer, chaticha mishtei chaticha. No, afraid to go on me, boi Rabbi Lozer, chaticha mishtei chaticha. How could you say that he holds like Rabbi Lozer regarding truma, cheresh and truma, and that he holds of chaticha mishtei chaticha, but time Rabbi Lozer himself holds kvi chayav that if somebody eats the chelav of a kvi, he's chayav Ashim Taloi. Kvi was this animal that Chazal talked a lot about that was a suffik chay, suffik behema. So the halach is that if you eat chelav of a behema, you chayav koris. If you eat chelav of a chay, there's nothing wrong. So somebody eats the chelav of a kvi, you have to bring an Ashim Taloi. Now a kvi is a suffik, but it's not chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. And still you see that you have to bring in Ashim Taloi. So obviously Rabbi Lazar, who's the man of this halacha, doesn't hold of chaticha mishtei chatichas. So how could you say that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lazar, that a cheresh is really a suffik? If he would hold that he's a suffik, he would have to hold like Rabbi Lazar that you bring an Ashim Taloi. So the Gemara says, no, suffik Rabbi Lazar b'chada upaligla b'chada. He holds like Rabbi Lazar that a cheresh is a suffik bardas. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Lazar, because whereas Rabbi Lazar holds that you always bring an Ashim Taloi if there's a suffik, he holds that it has to be chaticha mishtei chaticha. The Ikud Amri, some had a little bit of a different version of what Shmuel said. Amr b'chi barashim ha-shmuel, eishes cheresh chayav and aleh Ashim Taloi. That at eishes cheresh, you always chayav for Ashim Taloi. Because a cheresh is a suffix. Meisve, and they asked the kasha from the Mishnah, chamisha lo yitroimu, and one of them is a cheresh, and it sounds like his truma doesn't work even at all, not even misafik. So vaisto is he's not even a suffix bardas. And the answer was, savala kareba lozer. He holds like Rabbi Lozer holds that he is a suffix bardas. Boi ravashi. So we have a new shita, a tremendous shita that's important to remember throughout Shas. We always take for granted that a cheresh, a shoit, and a katan are all not balidas. But here we have one shita that holds that a cheresh is at least a suffix bardas. We have a shita that a cheresh is considered a suffix bardas. The shita is Rabbi Lazar. Where did Rabbi Lazar say it? If a cheresh would give truma, mi suffix, you would have to be noyeg kedushas truma with the truma that he gave, because maybe he is a bardas. So the Gemara wants to understand Rabbi Lazar's shita a little bit better. Boy Ravashi, my time of the Rabbi Lazar. Mifshat pshita le the cheresh daita klishta. So a whole lumbus here is. Was it pashut to him that a cheresh is limited in terms of what his das is? Umiyom misafkale, his suffik was that little bit of das that he has. Idaita tzilusa, is that at least a clear das? Ilav daita tzilusa, or whether it's not a clear das. Ula ilam chadadaitu, but he's always. Meaning a cheresh is what he is, and his shaila was: is what a cheresh is considered bar das, or is what a cheresh is not a bar das? Oidoma perhaps. Could be he wasn't sure what a cheresh was. And the hachayinu time of the suffix was, kivan de'itim chalav itim shoyta. Maybe sometimes he's a pekeach gomor. Meaning, is the suffix in every cheresh what the das of a cheresh is. The cheresh has das. I mean, he's not a shoita. He's a cheresh. So a cheresh does have das. That das that he has, is it considered das or not considered das? Was that the suffix? Or maybe it was poshut that the cheresh's das is not a das. The suffix why maybe a cheresh should be viewed as a suffix by das is because maybe sometimes a cheresh could have das. And if a cheresh could sometimes have das, the fact that he sometimes has das, maybe that's enough to view him as a suffix bar das, because maybe he gave truma at a minute that he had das. Maybe he married this woman at a minute that he had das. So the shiloh wasn't the das of the cheresh, but the shiloh was that maybe sometimes he doesn't have the das of the cheresh. Says the Gemara l'may nafkamina, is a tremendous nafkamina. L'hoitzi ishtoi beget. The nafkamina is can this cheresh ever divorce his wife? The Mishnah said he could. G'shem shu koinis b'remiza kachamitz b'remiza. But whether Rabbi Lazar would agree with the halach of our Mishnah would be a nafkamina in the shiloh. I amet chode daitahu. If you say that he always has the same das, and Rabbi Lazar's shiloh was what that das is, okay, so if midrabanan he can get married, then he could also get divorced. Kiddushin kach gerushin. But vi amet itim cholam itim shaita. But if sometimes he's considered by das and sometimes he's not considered by das, then kiddushin matzim mekadesh. Misafik, you have to worry about his kiddushin, and maybe it's a kiddushin deraisa, because maybe he married a woman when he was a bardas and grusel matzim megarish, but you'll never be able to divorce a woman because maybe when he's divorcing her, he's not considered by das. My, what's talocha? And the Gemara says, hey, girl, and we'll leave it at here.